This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left in a tight formation. Brady swings the pass right with Green on the run. To the 25-20. Green in the foot race. He's on his way to the end zone. He has a Patriots touchdown.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Brady in the pocket. Tom fires toward the end zone and a tumbling grab is made. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski!
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots are on the West Coast to take on Philip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers on Sunday Night Football.
Patriots trailing by three, sets up with a throw to the right side, catch made by Edelman, turns to the end zone, and he runs it past the five. He dives to the end zone! Touchdown! And the lead for the Patriots!
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Good evening and welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Mark Bertrand alongside Paul Perillo and Andy Hart for the next couple of hours or so, leading you up to San Diego Chargers, New England Patriots tonight in San Diego. How we doing, fellas? Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
How we feeling?
Doing great.
Feeling great, feeling good.
Jacked up, ready to go. You
little
brought us birthday
out.
Cake.
Little bummed out.
What are you bummed out about?
The refs.
Oh.
The refs dropped their fifth MLS Cup in there.
Over five.
19-year
in
history.
In the championships.
In extra time, as they call it, not overtime.
Yeah,
not to be confused with overtime.
Is that ET? Would you call that ET?
Yes, extra time.
Oh, phone home.
Good job, Andy. All right, tonight it's the Patriots.
I'll be able to battle through, though.
Okay, all right. Patriots at 9-3, going up against the Chargers, who are 8-4. Chargers 5-1 at home. The Patriots have spent the entire week in San Diego. They left Green Bay last Sunday night, and they went to San Diego, so they spent the week, so there was no travel leading into this weekend. They're out there. They were established. They're used to the weather. They're
they
used
saw
to the
Bieber.
Time. They saw Bieber.
Bieber fever.
Which scares me. But this team's been out there all week, so the fact that it is a West Coast game and they are in San Diego, how much of that do you think they minimized by being there this week?
Most of it. I mean, there's no adjustment now. You've been there all week. Your body is adjusted. You're adjusted to the climate, the time zone, everything. You're good to go.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, even if you look at it and the way Belichick explained it during the week, it made a lot of sense. You were going to have to get back from Green Bay, so you lose most of Monday in terms of your preparation and, you know, any of the treatment that you might need to get and your film work and all that process. And then you're going to leave on Friday. To go to San Diego, you're going to leave on Friday anyway, so you lose probably a full day of work, and I think you eliminate all of that by getting out there right away. You get there rested, and you have a Monday, and then you have an off day on Tuesday like normal, and you go from there. It's a regular work week. Made a lot of sense.
I think the only thing that might be a drawback is that you're not home for the week. You know, you don't have the comforts of being at home. You got to pick up your whole operation.
Not sure
and
move it's. Well, I think that's a drawback for some of the ancillary staff that has to set up computers and film and all that. But even that, I think, is minimized in this day and age of iPads and surfaces and laptops and the digitization or whatever of the film and all that. I think that's all gone. I think it's pretty easy.
The digital age.
Plus, you also, you know, they're staying in really nice hotels, so it's not like they're at, you know, they're uncomfortable or.
Right.
I think it's a home run, as you know, a lot of the coaches and staff and some players have been through it before, back in 08 when they did it a couple times out there, and you know, everybody raved about it. I mean, I didn't hear anybody that seemed in any way disappointed or upset by it. McDaniels, I heard, you know, was talking it up, and I think it makes a lot of sense. Now, we've talked about, I don't know what the cutoff is or when you would or wouldn't do it in terms of, you know, had the game been in Cincinnati or would you have done it no matter what? I don't know. You know, if you had a home game, you weren't flying out there right after the game. You would have flown out on Friday.
No. But I do think that a big part of it was I think it makes sense for you for anything, you know, outside of the AFC. If it was the Jets or the Bills, you'd probably come back. Pretty much anybody else, you know, maybe if you had like a Washington or a Baltimore, you know, something within an hour flight,
right,
you probably would have just come back and gone from there. But I think anything, you know, a couple hours, I think it just makes sense. It makes it easier.
Let me ask you this about this game. Patriots going on the road against San Diego.
On grass.
The grass thing. We can talk about that if you want, but I don't think it's a big deal. But
numbers never lie. Michael Smith once told me. 1-6, right, Paul?
1-6 in their last 7 on grass. That is correct.
What about this aspect of it? Is this the toughest game left on their schedule?
Oh, God, yes. You're in San Diego, and they're a, at very least, decent football team. You know, early in the year, some people, maybe named Fred Kirsch, thought they were this dominant, great team, one of the best in football, and their numbers were great at the time. Now they've come back to reality a little bit, but, yeah, you face a very good quarterback who has been much better in the, you know, McCoy era in San Diego, has had a season which is slightly better, if you go by passer rating, than Tom Brady's. And they're a poor man's Denver, or whatever you want to call it. They have weapons throughout the offense. None of them are elite. You know, Keenan Allen
they have good, not great weapons.
Gates
yep.
is still decent, not great. You know, you have Oliver, the young kid, can be a dynamic running back at times. You have a decent veteran slot receiver in Royal. You have a big play guy, a big body in Floyd. None of them scare you as an individual.
Right.
But, you know, you can talk yourself into, they can spread you out and make you cover a lot of field.
Yeah, and I think Keenan Allen's probably the best and the most talented of those guys. But
yeah,
then
that's
you have
his problem.
And then you have Revis.
Because he's going to draw Revis. Hey, why can't I have
So that's a matchup you probably feel pretty good about if you're the Patriots.
We're going to talk more about this in the keys to the game. Here's how you get involved on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. The phone number for you is...
you play a little snippet of music.
What was that?
J.J. Watt was excited back there.
Okay. I was a little early. My bad.
Kevin Collins, our producer, is at the Revs game. Is that where he is, I assume?
That is correct.
Okay,
not
Kev's,
sure why.
Kev's at the Revs game.
He's probably not sure either.
So we have Zach
I wonder if
today.
He's crying by a trash can.
And
hope so.
I mean, we're just a few minutes in. Zach may have mistakenly played that piece of music a little bit too early. I'll take him any day over Kev.
Oh, God,
right?
Yes.
I mean, it's not even close.
And as the old saying goes, close. Twice on Sunday.
Right? And today
and
is a Sunday.
And we do two shows. So perfect.
Damn, there
Twice
it is.
Twice on Sunday.
There you go.
Hired.
Again, 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. The North American toll-free number, 855-PATS-500. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. And if you're on Twitter, using social media, maybe it's Instagram. If you're out in San Diego getting ready for the game, we've already gotten some photos coming
yeah.
in with some tailgate photos outside Qualcomm. Looks awesome.
Any from
Looks
the
like
ladies?
Gorgeous day out there.
Foxborough West.
If you got photos, you want to send those over, put the hashtag on social media, PPGS, Twitter, whatever you got going on there. Hashtag PPGS. Direct them our way, especially on Twitter. And also...
Especially if you're hot.
Especially if you're hot, as Andy likes to say. Paul's looking for a few of the ladies, so if you want to send that over, feel free.
Oh, did I need to clarify? Yes, especially if you're a hot lady.
I didn't know what you were looking for, so I clarified for Paul. Let's get an international phone number from Andy as well.
Okay, help me clarify this. It's 6:22 Eastern time, so
Don't
if
ask
I go...
me what time it is anywhere else.
I'm going to go Australia, because I think it's tomorrow. Australia, 1-800-429-286. See, that sounds like a normal number, except there's one missing, I think. But that's 1-800-429-286. That's 1-800-429-286. I don't like them to get comfortable, so I say it different every time.
All three times you said it different.
It's Monday morning at about 9 a.m.
Perfect. Our yeah, Australian friends.
9:22 a.m. right now in
Monday
Brisbane.
Monday morning football.
That's how you say it, Brisbane, right?
Football
Brisbane.
Morning in Australia.
Brisbane. It's 9:22 a.m. on Monday morning in Brisbane, and we typically get calls from that area.
We absolutely do.
So we're going to be looking for those.
And I gave the number three different ways in case, you know how Bill says there's different types of learners. There's on-field learners, classroom learners. I gave it to everybody. No matter how they learn numbers.
Worldwide. Just remember that.
We are global.
We're global. Let's get to the keys to the game, shall we?
You've waited all week for it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
A matchup of a 9-3 Patriots team against an 8-4 Chargers team. And we've got some keys to the game from Paul and Andy.
I'm going to go to a simple one, and I'm going to say get off to a decent start, get off to a fast start. Total of 7 plays and punts last week. You had 1 first down, then 3 and out, then 3 and out. Same thing 2 weeks ago, same thing earlier in the season. So You know, among the common denominators when we talk about when this team struggles or loses, getting off to a slow start, Brady getting frustrated early, punting, those things tend to add up. And, oh, by the way, you had a problem staying on, getting off the field last week, and you're facing a Chargers team that's third in the NFL in third down offense. So there's a good chance they might put some drives together. So stay on the field so you don't regret it, and then, God forbid, we'll have to toss the game plan and just chuck it.
The get off to a fast start is interesting because last week you had your fewest amount of points scored since the Kansas City game. When you had 14 in that one, you had 21 last week. This, to me, Paul, feels like one of those games where they get back to scoring a lot of points.
Well, I think so, too. The specific part of the fast start, to me, is not going to be offense-related. However, it's going to be defense-related. Third down defense. Andy touched on it. San Diego is a ball control team, and I know they throw the ball a lot. They don't have big numbers running the ball, but a very high completion percentage for Phillip Rivers. They convert third downs. They average almost 31.5 minutes a game time of possession. That is very high. It was first in the league. I'm not sure if it's still first now, but that's where they have to be better. They have to be better on third down defense. Last week, the Packers, I think, converted over 60%.
Yep.
They can't allow Phillip Rivers to do that because if you're going to have that fast start with the offense, it needs to be on the field because it's hard to score offensively when your offense isn't on the field.
Yeah, San Diego 9 of 11 last week against the Ravens.
Mind blowing.
Yes, mind blown.
Boom.
So yeah, fast start. I like Andy's, and you get the fast start by being good on defense on third down.
Get off the field.
Get off the field.
And this team in the San Diego Chargers, the Green Bay Packers rank 4th in the NFL in third down offense in terms of their conversion rate on third down. San Diego is third.
Third. Yep.
So they're even better than Green Bay.
Right. Now, the one I generally equate on some level third down defense and pass rush because I think when you have some pass rush, it makes your third down defense a lot better. Generally on third down, you're rushing. You're in a passing situation.
Sure.
The Patriots had nothing last week. Couldn't sniff Aaron Rodgers. Part of that was because Rob Ninkovich was 30 yards downfield covering. Chandler Jones is obviously a guy to keep an eye on tonight as to whether he could potentially be on the inactive list or active for his first game back after missing 5 in a row. And that Chargers offensive line is not very good. They're banged up. They, you know, are susceptible, I think, to some pressures. You don't have a very mobile quarterback in Phillip Rivers. So maybe you can either create or get some pressure on Phillip Rivers to help on those early third downs.
And I do think that the pressure is going to be important because they won't do the same thing they did to Rodgers. They're not as worried about Rivers running around with his legs making plays, right. Although he is a little bit more mobile. He's a lot like Brady in the fact that he can't run, but he is pretty mobile. So I think that's a big edge, I think, for the Patriots. They can get some pressure today that they couldn't get last week.
We had a little bit of a delayed start here with the conclusion of the Revs game on Patriots.com. But we are going to continue here on this program on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We'll go behind enemy lines coming up next. We're going to be joined by Michael Gelkin, the Chargers beat writer for the San Diego Union-Tribune. That's coming up next. Then we will get into your calls and your emails and everything else along the way right up until 8 o'clock. So 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We have open lines right now if you want to grab one of those. Up next, we talk to Michael Gelkin from San Diego. Stay tuned.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Wanna split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of Dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. It's time to go behind enemy lines. Getting ready for tonight's game between the Patriots and the Chargers in San Diego. And joining us on the line to talk about the Chargers, the beat writer for the San Diego Union Tribune, that would be Michael Gelkin. He joins us now on the program. Michael, thank you for the time. We very much appreciate it.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk with you. This for the Chargers is the start of a pretty daunting schedule for the final month of their season. Are they looking at this as a tough stretch, or are you hearing from players, coaches, et cetera, that it's a one-week-at-a-time type of thing for them?
Yeah, you're hearing the latter, and really you've been hearing that for a while now. I mean, last week the Chargers were on the road in Baltimore. Even then, prior to that, they were at home against St. Louis with a good Rams team. So they've been saying this for a while now where they know how daunting this December is, and they knew that back in April. I mean, as difficult as it looked when the schedule was first released, is as difficult as it looks now, between the Patriots tonight, the Broncos the next week, then on the road in Santa Clara against the 49ers, in Arrowhead against the Chiefs. That's the toughest close to any NFL schedule this year, but the Chargers know you don't have to play them all on the same day, so just Patriots one game at a time just until it starts.
Michael, we just went over our keys to the game for a Patriots win potentially. I'm wondering if you envision the upset tonight and the Patriots are favored, what does San Diego need to do specifically to win this football game?
Balancing offense would be a good place to start. Running the football with Ryan Matthews. He has fresh legs after missing 7 games this season with an MCL sprain. So we've seen him get into a bit of a flow during these past 3 weeks, but got to continue that tonight. And the offensive line, kind of working hand in hand there, needs to do its job of creating holes and also, you know, providing protection for Phil. You know, the Chargers very well could start their 5th center of the season tonight. Very well could be, I mean, it's ridiculous, and that would be by far more than anyone in the NFL. I guess I should say that the Seahawks start 4 centers, but other than that, 27 of the NFL teams only have 1 or 2 starting centers, and the Chargers could have 5 tonight. So just up front for the Chargers, it starts there. And then on defense, get some pressure on Tom Brady and somehow win the turnover margin.
Now, have they, I know looking statistically, they haven't generated a ton of pressure in terms of sacks, but I know sometimes that can be misleading. Have they been able to get pressure on quarterbacks as a rule?
There have definitely been some lapses where, you know, during sequences in the game, you're like, oh, boy, Joe Flacco's got all day to throw. I mean, there was some of that on last week, but, you know, Dwight Freeney had 4 hurries the most recent game. He had 5 the week before. And so even though he hasn't had a stack to show for it, he's still affecting the passer. And I think we've seen that, you know, if you want to look at a key player for the Chargers defense tonight, number 94, Corey Leggett, with this defensive end and the base defense who will slide into a 3 technique, defensive tackle, and then nickel or dime. And interior pressure is so important against the pocket passer. And you need to get Tom Brady a little uncomfortable in the spot, or move him off of his spot, a little uncomfortable in the pocket. I don't care who you are. If you're a pocket passer, and I can say the same about Rivers, you're not going to be as effective on the move as you are just sitting there. So affect Tom and make him as uncomfortable as you can. But the Chargers also know he's got a quick release, and there might be some plays where they just don't have a chance to get to him.
Looking at the back end of that Chargers defense, we know sort of the names, the Pro Bowl talents, Eric Weddle and Brandon Flowers. I'm wondering, as a unit, how you feel, I know they're 7th in pass defense, but how you feel they've played this year and how they sort of match up with the Patriots passing attack and the various weapons, including Gronkowski.
I feel a lot better about the Chargers defense if they still had their first-round pick. Jason Verrett, cornerback at a TCU, was sensational this season before in October, I want to say it was. Shoulder injury against the Raiders, and he tore his shoulder in 3 places, and now he's out for the season. So the Chargers have been without Verrett for a few weeks now, but I think against an offense like this, against a quarterback like this, they can really start to miss him. But you can't say enough about what Eric Weddle means to the secondary. Brandon Flowers was a free agency signing who he's a 1-year contract guy, and he's going to get paid a lot of money in free agency next year by the way he's played this season. So it's a good secondary, solid secondary. Pretty dynamic in terms of safety Marcus Gilchrist being able to go and cover the slot. But in terms of facing this Patriots offense with Gronkowski, I don't know how you match up against what you had for it. But I think overall it just makes it so much more difficult when you don't have a guy like that.
Offensively, Michael, I know that the San Diego likes to control the football, and that might be the best way to keep Brady in check. You know, how has Rivers done it? I know that you talked about the offensive line problems. I know he's not the most mobile guy, and it would seem that with all those injuries up front that he's been, you know, under some pressure. How has he been able to complete such a high percent of his passes and convert so many third downs?
He can't say enough about, I think, first of all, the guys who stepped in at center have done a really solid job. For all the woes on the offensive line, the Chargers have the same left tackle, left guard, right tackle all year. So the issue has been concentrated up front, which helps. And then the receiving core has been totally healthy. So Gates has, you know, and Keenan Allen and Eddie Royal, they've all played every single game this season. So I think that has helped for Phillip Rivers. Despite, you know, the issues up front, the constancy is there. Shorter, quicker passes, so pass rushers have less time to get to them, be it to Keenan Allen or to Eddie Royal or even Gates. All of that helps. And that's been for Phillip Rivers. They'll tell you, even when he's coming off a monster game, he wouldn't be able to do it without the supporting cast.
What have your impressions been of the season that Phillip Rivers has had? Because you look at, if you just go by passer rating, he's rated slightly higher than Tom Brady. He's obviously cut down a little bit on the interceptions that were a problem, I guess, maybe in the pre-McCoy era out there in San Diego. But what, as a guy who's seen every game, what have your impressions been of him this year?
Yeah, he's been so good. And this kind of happens when you're in the West Coast and I don't know if it's just a San Diego thing, but I'm sure it applies to other teams, but you turn on, you know, ESPN or whatever, and you'll have Andrew Luck and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers, and all for good reason. But Philip Rivers probably doesn't get enough credit on a national basis, on a national front, for what he does and what we see locally between his command at the line of scrimmage, how he checks in and out of plays and gets to the right one. I can think of plays where, you know, something, a fastball, you know, maybe it passes there, but he sees a run he likes, and then, you know, Brandon Oliver has a 54-yard run. And I don't know if that gets appreciated outside of the building, but the Chargers know what they have. I mean, he's a smart guy. Obviously, he's competitive, and, you know, I'm sure he'll have, you know, he's a very emotional guy. You'll probably see that on national television tonight, especially if things aren't going well, but he's a competitive guy, and I've covered him for 5 years. I get to hear him curse. So he's a well-regarded guy, well-respected guy, and these national games, these primetime games, are always a good medium for, I think, for him to showcase that.
All right, Mike, before we let you go, do you have a pick for this game? Who do you like?
I'm picking the Patriots, and I think this is a winnable game for the Chargers, particularly at home. But I think with the up-tempo pace of the Patriots offense, the Chargers like to rotate a lot up front in their front seven. Very specific personnel for base and nickel and dime. I think the Patriots will catch them a little uncomfortable on certain spots, and I'm going to go with Tom Brady against that defense. But it's just the front. I think the run game could get going, but this really could come down to the wire.
Michael Gelkin of the San Diego Union Tribune, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Good
day. Right. Thank you, Michael.
Take care. Michael Gelkin joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Get into the holiday spirit with Dunkin' Donuts' delicious holiday cookie-flavored coffees and lattes. Tis the season to indulge in flavors like Snickerdoodle or new sugar cookie. Try one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. It's a limited-time offer. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. Let's get to the phone calls, get some of your thoughts as we get ready for this game tonight. And we start with Toso, who's up first. What's going on, man?
Toso! Hello! Hello, hello, hello!
Go ahead, you're on.
I didn't hear you say my name, I'm sorry.
No problem.
How you fellas doing?
We're great. Are you doing great?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Watching football right now, waiting for the pass game to come on.
I hear you.
Yeah, so I got two nitpicks I want you guys to indulge in. First of all, like I said in the past week, Brandon Browner, these penalties that he gets are definitely going to cost us a game at one point in the season, because there was a time where I believe like it was a third down and we had stopped them, and then his penalty gave them a first down. I think that was even on more than one occasion. Which I don't think is acceptable at all. I don't think Bill Belichick should accept it. I think he needs to change that, or something needs to happen. And then the second nitpick is, a lot of people were saying that last game the offense did bad. I really feel like it was Nate Solder who a lot of the blame to fall on, because a lot with the elite pass rushers that we've been facing in the past couple of weeks, off the left side, I always see Tom Brady having to step up to make his throws, and that's where most of his fumbles come from, because he doesn't see that person coming, and then they get a strip sack off him. So Nate Solder hasn't been playing the best either. So those are my two nitpicks. What do you guys think?
I disagree with the Browner one. I think that's what you get. It may cost you, but I don't think you're going to be able to change him. You know, he's been very open saying that. They knew what they were getting when they signed me, and I kind of agree with him. If you ask him to play hands-off football, you might as well ask him to give up plays, give up passes, give up touchdowns. That's how he's played his entire career. That's what you get. I do agree on the Solder. I thought Solder struggled mightily last week. And he not did. Just the sack that ended the game, but that was certainly a bad play. But I thought there was consistently he was giving up the corner. And you're right, Brady felt it and had to step up all the time.
Yeah, he struggled last week. I don't think that he – I think he really settled down, though. He had a tough start in September, and I thought out of all of the linemen that played, I thought he was the most steady – after the first month. Last week, however, Andy's absolutely right. He did not play well, and he gave up a lot of pressure off that edge. The Browner situation, yeah, the timing is the thing that's going to hurt you. He did have one on a third down last week, on a failed third down, the illegal contact, I believe. That was early in the game. That was a big penalty. You can't have it, but it is a fine line that he walks, because – I do think that he makes some plays as a result of that physicality that don't get called. So when it does get called, I guess you just have to accept it and move on.
You take the good, you take the bad.
Exactly.
Excellent.
I thought you were going to say it one more time.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
By the way, I just quick rehash of some of the stuff that's flying through the timeline via Twitter.
Okay.
Sightings of Chandler Jones early on. There are some couple dozen players out there, including a group that's clearly working with the training staff. LaFell, Vereen, Danny Aiken's been out there snapping. No early sightings, according to our friends out in San Diego, of Chandler Jones. And Dante Hightower, also another one that I
have not seen. I'm really worried about tonight.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play. I think Mike Reese did a really good job describing Hightower's running and stretching during the media portion of practice, and he said he was being very ginger, keeping his arm tight to his body, not really swinging it. I'm sorry, if you can't warm up by swinging your arm, you can't play in the National Football League.
Right.
And if he can't play, that's a major concern, not just playmaking-wise, but now Jamie Collins is the leader of your defense, the guy who's barely a full-time starter for a full year now, in his second season, coming from a lower level, by the way. Not exactly, you know, running Nick Saban's defense at Alabama, and I'll just step in and be the middle linebacker in New England. And you surround him with Jonathan Casillas and Akeem Ayers, who's been here a couple. That's very, very, to me, that's a bigger blow to the defense all around than Chandler Jones because of mental aspect of it.
And you know, we talked a lot about the Chargers and their desire to control the football. They have Ryan Matthews back now. He missed most of the first part of the year. So they want to run the football, and they have a guy, as Michael Gelkin just said, with fresh legs that they want to try to do that with a little bit. So you could be a little vulnerable there. You know, speaking of vulnerability, my knockout.
You know, I'm going to read an email. Hold on. Johnny from L.A. writes, Paul, are you losing your mind? Remind me, how many people were in to start your knockout pool and how many are left? And for those who don't know, Paul has San Francisco in a knockout pool today. They are trailing Oakland 17-13 at the start of the fourth quarter.
It's going to be at least 20
and driving.
They're a minute into the fourth quarter here, and it's soon to be more.
Yes.
And so,
yeah, there were nine left heading into the weekend. One is already lost, so it's down to eight.
Soon to be down to seven.
You could soon
Soon to be down to four because four of us have San Francisco.
Four of you have San Fran. And how many people were in this to start?
529.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. There goes my free lunch I was going to get if he won.
Sucks to be Paul if Oakland wins this game. Plenty of time left, though, Paul.
Plenty of 13 and change. You should still get a turnover. A
lot of football left to play.
Yeah, down two scores with 12 minutes left.
Yeah, a lot of football left to play. Let's go to Jeff in Vegas. Hi, Jeff.
Speaking of gambling.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Some of us are okay. Paul, not so much.
Why not? I didn't catch what's up with Paul.
You need to listen when you're on hold.
What the hell is wrong with you, Jeff? We just
keep up with the show. He's in a knockout pool.
I got San Francisco in a knockout pool, and they're on life support right now.
And let's just say he's got a lot riding on it.
I was browsing Twitter, incidentally. First things first, shout out. I guess the Rebs didn't bring it home.
They did not.
Unfortunately.
They did not.
Nope.
Well, all the more reason for things to come through. Huge shout out first off to the PFW Elite. I called Chester personally. I just had too much going on social media wise, this high candy stuff. Other job to make it out there, but I guess Bob Kraft, Doe, Sam Bam Cunningham, Steve Neal. I mean, that's awesome. Those guys were out at that party.
And Eric Scalavino, if you look closely at the photos on Facebook.
If you get Eric Scalavino to a party, you've done something. Robert Kraft, those other guys go. But Eric usually is watching, you know, a bad movie in his hotel room.
Evidently, The Hangover wasn't on this week, so he went.
And I heard there was some tension there because Eric had unfollowed all of the Elite and completely threw them under the bus repeatedly.
Yeah, I would have been okay if they gave him a blanket party. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so I guess they kissed and made up. And quite frankly, if Andy and Paul and Mock weren't there, I'm just going to hold off until Glendale, Arizona in February.
Whole crew will be there, baby. PPGS in the desert.
Lock it in. Quick question about Steve Neal while we're on the topic. Do you guys think if he hadn't gotten hurt in 2007?
Wait a minute. How did we end up on the Steve Neal
because
topic?
Because Steve Neal was there as well.
There.
Oh,
okay.
He's from San Diego.
Okay, go ahead.
Lives there.
Do you think if Steven Neal hadn't gotten hurt in the first quarter of the 2007 Super Bowl that they would have had a better chance, or were they just not going to win that day?
It certainly didn't help.
Right.
And pressure was an issue in that game.
Yeah. So and he was a great or very, very good player when healthy and playing. So you're not just losing, you know, I wouldn't say if you lose Ryan Wendell, it's the same thing. Steve Neal was, in my opinion, a Pro Bowl caliber guard when he was healthy and on the field.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And so many of these big games, it comes down to making the plays. 2007, Samuel didn't make the play. Tyreek did. 2011, Welker didn't make the play. Mario Manningham did. Even last week, Gronk didn't make that play. Although if he had even made the catch, I missed about 3 minutes. They're going to drive down and kick a field goal, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, Paul doesn't. He doesn't believe him and Tom Silverstein don't think that Rodgers has got it in him for one of those comebacks.
And like Giselle says, he can't throw the ball and catch it too. And Tom Brady also can't play third down defense.
That's true. And that was a major problem last week. He needs to rush the passer if he's going to do it all. We need a J.J. Watt. We're going to kick our producer out, and he's the answer.
Yeah, and God forbid if they had gotten, and he was hopping on the guy from St. Louis there, the St. Louis pass rusher.
Quinning.
Jesus. Imagine if we had Quinning. We probably would have two more rings. Anyway, that's – oh, and last thing, the out-of-town reporter from San Diego. I'm glad he's never heard Philip Rivers utter a cuss word in 5 years. We got Tom Brady, who every other word is a you know, F-bomb or
that's right.
What have you, so.
And we get that on national TV, baby.
Yeah, with the Bad Boys, Big Bad Patriot Rape and Pillage. That's going to bring us to the Jeff and Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
Yeah, heavens to Betsy. Digga, 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 digga. He doesn't know that soundbite, so I did it myself.
I almost forgot the Kevin's replacement there is, isn't his name Zach?
Yeah.
He's learning on the fly.
But we still call obviously. Him Kevin's replacement.
He's soon to take over that job, so you better be nice to him.
Yeah, no, that's going to permanently be Kevin's replacement for at least a 10-year grace period. as far as the number goes, held relatively steady all week. New England -3.5. It's touching New England -4 in some places. Just too much Gronk and Brady tonight is going to make up for the, sketchy defense. And to New England, huge. Make a major, major play. We got all that PFW elite good karma. It's going to make up for the Revs. Lock in New England for a gigantic 2,000-star play on New England. Lock it in.
2,000-star play. I like it, Jeff. Lunch on Tuesday, baby. Thank you.
2,000 units.
Lock
2,000
it in.
Units. It's a lot of units.
A lot of units.
It's a lot of lunch, too.
Jeff is very, very confident.
Yeah, he didn't seem fazed. But
no.
You know what? Usually it's those. I don't want to say anything now. You know what? We'll just wait to hear from Jeff. Jeff,
well,
call us back in the post game.
I'm just a little concerned of the health situation that we were sort of breaking down before Jeff came along. For a team that couldn't get off the field last week to lose its middle linebacker play caller against a team that. Maybe their running game is better. They haven't run the ball well all year, but that's because Ryan Matthews hasn't been out there, essentially. He had 100 yards 2 weeks ago, I think it was. He's getting back into form. I think there are some concerns as to whether this run defense is really all that. Silver Salinga should be back out there. You have more depth interior. But I think without Hightower, I want to see how this defense plays a couple series before I feel really confident.
Yeah, I agree. And it's not even so much just like lining up and stopping the run, but what they were really successful at was getting teams to completely having to abandon the run. And I thought that was a big part of the game last week. I don't think Eddie Lacy dominated the game. I don't think they ran the ball exceptionally well, Green Bay. But they ran it well enough all day to make it a balanced offense. And I think that's what San Diego was hoping for today. They're not looking for Ryan Matthews to put 150 on the board.
No.
You know, do a Jamal Charles kind of thing. That's not going to happen.
Stay balanced.
Unless they have a really bad defensive game.
And we will have the Guardian injury report coming up in just a couple of minutes when the inactives are released.
You
Andy will have those for you. I do. I have it ready to go.
Okay.
As soon
can
as
I
it
have
comes
that?
Up. Well,
I do the read.
Yeah, I know. It's got a number of things on there. But yeah, you can
oh,
have
okay.
it.
Okay, I'll need that when
I'll
you
pass it over to you. Hold on.
I lost mine.
Please hold. There
the
you go.
Cleaning people threw it out.
Just don't throw that out when you're done with it.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Give me that back, Andy. I got one just for you.
We're going to refer to this show as PPGS in progress.
Look at that. There we go. Let's go back to the phones. Continue with your thoughts at 855-PATS-500. And we go to Mike, who's in Puerto Rico tonight. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening?
Great. Where you been?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
I'm working. I'm actually just driving home now from drill. Over with my unit down here in NorCal. Just want to give a shout-out to the 42 Alpha instructors down at Camp Parks and to all my people at the 63rd RSC up in Mountain View. And my girl is down there in Santa Cruz just spending the day with her dad. It's her birthday. It's his birthday today. So Just want a quick shout out.
Happy birthday, future father-in-law.
Nice.
Yeah, actually it is. Hopefully January 2016 if everything works out.
Oh, nice. Congrats. Does she know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry?
Does she know?
Yeah, we're just working out the logistics. All my family's still back in Puerto Rico, so we want to get them involved. So there's a logistical matter that we have to work out, but everything else is looking good.
I hear you, brother. What do you got for today? You jacked? You feeling like Jeff in Vegas? Is a blowout waiting to happen?
Oh, I'm super excited. I don't know necessarily about a blowout, but I think it's going to be a very competitive game. Thank God we had the whole Oakland 49er game today because everybody wanted to get out of the unit today early to watch at least some of that game. So I'm going to be home to watch the Patriots game, you know, be comfortable. But I actually have one of those games that you and Paulie like to play, and Mr. Bertrand, if you want to chime in as well.
Sure. What do we got?
Okay, considering that from here on out, the Patriots improved their overall performance 10%. Everybody across the board improves their performance level 10%.
Yes.
And they get all the way to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Okay. Place these in order of likelihood. Belichick, Coach of the Year. Tom Brady, MVP. Revis, Defensive MVP. Or Gronk, Comeback Player of the Year.
Well, the Super Bowl doesn't impact those.
No, all those awards are after the regular season and then given out the week of the Super Bowl or however they do that now. I think Gronk has the best chance.
I would prioritize Gronk at the top.
Although
of that,
I
don't know what that award means, so I don't know.
I haven't seen him getting a lot of run in various, you know, little blog entries or whatever. For some reason, people aren't considering him the Comeback Player of the Year, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, I don't.
I've actually seen
works.
Some stupid Sanchez ones. The others I think are long shots. You know, Belichick is always kind of in the conversation for Coach of the Year, but. You know, not a lock to win it, and people talk about does his, you know, relationship with the voters and some of the media affect that. You know, I don't know. And
I think the teams that are expected to be good heading into seasons,
right.
Like Pete Carroll is not going to win Coach of the Year. John Fox is not going to win Coach of the Year. I don't think Bill Belichick is going to win Coach of the Year. Good teams heading into seasons that have good years generally don't. Brady would have a shot because I think if you continue to play really well, and you would think that he would have to play really well in December like he always
right.
does. So I think Brady would have a shot. Gronk, to me, is the one that stands out. Revis is, I mean, if someone other than J.J. Watt wins Defensive Player of the Year, there ought to be an investigation.
Remember the Patriots Facebook page. It's been a while since we've done this, Andy. Facebook.com/New England Patriots. That's
yes.
where the poll center is.
Yes.
We've got a poll center update. Ready for this? Ready to give an answer?
I'm ready.
Oh.
Which running back will lead the team in yards tonight?
Blunt.
LeGarrette Blunt.
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 Gray.
Blunt.
Vereen.
Blunt. Blunt.
Bolden.
Blunt.
I would vote Blunt as well. Now, what do you think the percentage is?
I think it's 100% chance that will be the right answer.
I'm talking about the fan vote.
I am going to say 61% say Blunt.
Paul, what do you got?
I don't know. 75% Blunt.
Andy is remarkably close. 59%.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Say LeGarrette Blount.
That's low.
Who do you think is second?
Jonas Gray, the favorite son of everybody.
No, it's Shane Vereen. 22%.
Well, we better hope Shane Vereen even plays. He's out there early with the workout group. He's got that ankle injury.
Jonas Gray at 17% is third, and fourth is Brandon Bolden. Coming in with 2%.
Who got back into the mix last week. Had you done that poll before last week, I don't know that Bolden would have gotten a single vote because he was off the radar in terms of a running back and a ball carry. He was just a special teamer.
Would have been a 0.0.
Yes.
Yes, that's what it would have been. Let's go to Chester in Portland. Hi, Chester.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Standing here live from Qualcomm Stadium. I'm
excellent.
Surrounded by about 10,000 to 20,000 Pats fans. No joke. It's a straight-up takeover on this town, and we're going to bring it hard. It is red, white, and blue everywhere right now. I'm here with Barry Insiong, and I got Polarco on the line with me. You guys say hello to Polarco.
Polo!
Hey, Polo.
What's up?
How are you?
We rocking right. out there?
This first-time conference call on the call into the PPGS. Got off the phone with Jeff in Vegas. Sorry he's not here, but he sure is here in spirit. Guys, it's going to be fantastic and furious tonight. We're looking to bring serious energy. Keep your ear out on that TV on that first drive because we've all committed to chanting Brady as loud as we can, and you're going to hear Pats Nation stepping up. I've been saying it for 6 months. The takeover is on. Pats Nation, this is our stadium today. So every all of you watching NBC tonight, I want you to know we're going to represent. We're going to show this team the road back to redemption. That loss last week, we're going to have a pissed-off team. And you guys talk about the leading rusher, you're damn straight it's LeGarrette Blount. Let's commit to getting something going between them tackles, get that play-action game up, and let's get this thing open. It's going to be a big game for Gronk, and this is a day that I'm looking for Vince Wilfork to team up with Salinga, get some pressure up the middle, and let's get Rivers running early and often. My prediction again, 38-27 pass, and that's all I got. Here's Belarco, over and out.
That'd be a great game.
Big. My prediction is 35-24. This is home field advantage for Pats. I'm telling you.
That's all I wanted to say. And you knuckleheads missed a really nice party.
You missed out, boy. Missed out.
Missed out. We miss you.
Well, I wish I was there.
I don't.
I wish I was there.
I do. I love bar food. I'm guessing there was a lot
of bar food.
I love
drinking.
I love lamp.
I love alcohol.
It was such a good party. It even drew Eric out. It must have been a good time.
Must be a good party in that parking lot right about now. You know what? This is a great. That must be a great place to go see a game.
Well, except for the stadium.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the weather.
Yeah, San Diego. Like, good trip.
On December 7th, right about now, is a perfect time to take a trip to San Diego.
Yeah, I took that
if
trip.
If you're from
once.
New England.
In 96, I went there as a fanboy.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't disappoint.
I had my Bledsoe on. Yeah, that was big.
You had your Bledsoe jersey on?
We got injury.
We got the Guardian injury report.
All right, let's get to it.
This week's injury report is brought to you by Guardian Life Insurance. Injuries aren't just a spectator sport. They can happen on or off the field, and they can happen to you, Paul Perillo. Good financial health begins with the benefits offered at your workplace. Make the defensive play. Look for Guardian Life Insurance to protect you and your family this enrollment season. Alfonso Dennard, Cameron Fleming, Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower, James White, Jordan Devey and Chris White are your inactives for tonight's game. And obviously the big names on there, Chandler Jones not returning. Dante Hightower is out of action. That is a concern for me. That is definitely a concern for me, Paul Perillo.
No Dante Hightower tonight for the Patriots.
Jamie Collins, you better step your ass up, son.
What is up with Alfonso Dennard?
I don't know. But Malcolm Butler's back out there, your boy. We got plenty of depth, Paul Perillo.
Yep, that is true.
I don't know why I keep calling you Paul Perillo, using the full name.
A couple of emails coming in, webradio@patriots.com. Al from Paramus writes in, Patriots 3-3 on the road, coming off a tough loss with Green Bay. San Diego coming off a last-minute win last week. That said, this is going to be a loss for the Patriots.
Wow.
San Diego.
I think anybody said that all week.
San Diego 28, Patriots 21. Fred will be in fetal position by the third quarter. It's very, very negative.
Yeah, that is a very, very negative email. Tom Curran just tweeted out, green dot on helmet number 52, Jonathan Casillas, no Hightower. So Jonathan Casillas is going to be the guy?
I guess.
So the special teamer from the Bucks is going to be the guy.
It would be
as, color me concerned.
As we said, it would be like Dane Fletcher last year or 2 years ago serving in that role as a guy who has played a little bit but is mostly a special teamer.
But even less so because he hasn't been here.
Yeah.
It's Dane Fletcher late.
I wonder
arrival.
if Collins is one of those guys who just doesn't like the you know, that kind of added responsibility. You know what I mean? Like, just let me play.
Right.
And let someone else call the defense. I just need to play.
Dan in San Diego writes, I'm so stressed about the game today. If we lose this one, we are right back to last season with all the hype about our defense, offense, and momentum all thrown out the window. I need some serious drinking to calm me down. Until then, calm me down, guys.
Nothing's going to calm me down right now. It's 8:45 left to elimination.
Plenty of time left in that game, Paul.
Paul's
plenty of time left.
Paul's got a Kia riding on this, essentially.
Mike Mike in Sodak writes, what formation do we see the front seven in tonight? I love the night games. Lots of time to email in and after the game. Live stream on NBC. You can read that. Go Pats. How do you see the front seven lining up in this game, Andy?
Well, evidently Jonathan Casillas is going to be part of that.
Yeah, apparently Jonathan Casillas in the middle. You'll probably have Ayers and Collins on the outside. You'll probably have Salinga and Wilfork up front with
Ninkovich.
Maybe Ninkovich and Easley.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you're going to see a lot of moving around. You're probably going to see. Well, you know what? You're probably going to be in the nickel too, right? Because they're a multiple receiver team. You could have Eddie Royal, Malcolm Floyd, and Keenan Allen on the field. So you may be in the nickel. Be interesting to see whether it's a big nickel or a little nickel, based on what we saw last week with Logan Ryan. Kyle Arrington, remember, is banged up. See what his playing status is, even though he's obviously active. You're going to have a lot of personnel wrinkles tonight, I think. You know, it's anytime you lose a guy like Hightower, that makes things a lot more difficult, and you're going against a pretty diverse offense. So this, I think this could be interesting, watching the personnel and the formations on defense.
Do you remember back, Andy, in the summer and coming out of training camp when we talked about the, not necessarily that they didn't know, but just the fact that we didn't know so many positions and how that was kind of concerning to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who was going to be the guards? Who was going to play center? Who was going to play, you know, all the different spots on up front on defense? And it kind of unfolded. There was uncertainty there. We didn't know who, you know, who, at the time we didn't know who safety was. You know, it turned out to be Patrick Chung. We think that that's what, you know, we'll see tonight. But there's a lot of other positions that Andy just talked about. The front seven, you could rattle off, you know, a lot of names. I don't know. Is Solinga ready to play
Probably not.
And you have Easley next to Vince?
Could be.
Or is Alan Branch, if they want to run the ball? I don't. There's a lot of indecision. And that's not good.
Let's go to Australia. Let's go. Let's do this. We
good
gave
day,
out the number.
Mate.
Let's go to Kai in Australia. What's up, Kai?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. I just thought I'd make a quick call since you put the call out to the Australians and no one responded yet. But I just wanted to throw in, I think it's important in this game that we run it often and early. I think the teams are pretty evenly matched up. I believe Gronkowski will be the big difference between them all. But I think a good, solid running game and running it when we want to, dictating it, will be the big difference.
Yeah, San Diego, you can run on them. I think they give up 4.3 a carry. On defense, I do think you'll be able to run a little bit. I am intrigued with the Patriots, though. You know, last week I think we all thought it was a running week where you'd come out and establish the run against a really bad Packers run defense. They didn't really do that. This week, I actually think it might be a week where you pass to set up the run, spread them out a little bit, take advantage of some of your weapons. But, you know, I think you can do either. This defense on paper is balanced and pretty good. I have my doubts about how good this defense they're going to face is tonight, but I think you should be able to run and throw.
I'm with you, Andy. I don't think San Diego's defense is up to the task, but I thought that last week, too, in fairness.
Yeah, I still don't think that defense last week was up to the task. They just got the task done.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a big believer that setting up the play action, particularly for LaFell, is just going to be a major factor tonight.
Yeah, I would like to see Blunt run. I mean, he has run very well in the limited opportunities he's gotten since returning. He's averaging over 6 yards a carry in his return. He's had some runs where he's broken tackles, made plays. I am all for setting up the play-action game with Gronk and Wright and those guys with the running game. By the way, Gronk, 2 games without a touchdown. Last time he went 3 games without a touchdown was early in 2011. Gronk, due
for a touchdown. Dave's in Connecticut. He's up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are we doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
Hey, guys. Big game. Yeah, I think that even with Hightower not being there, defensively we'll be able to do enough to hopefully control the game. And I agree with the last call. I think we need to have a balanced attack here. Okay, I mean, one way to keep an offense off the field is running the ball, okay? And there's definitely susceptible against this run. Whether Blunt starts or Ray starts, you need a combination of both. I think it's the running game is going to be a big part of this game for us, hopefully, you know. Then
yeah, they need to run it well, though.
LaFell. Hey, with Dobson out now, what's up with Times? Is he active?
Timms is active, yes.
He was active last week, too.
Ooh, I'm watching this fight with the Saints and the Panthers. What's going on here?
That's old. Right, that's a replay. We're going to need you to focus.
Focus, Dave. 24-13.
Okay, got to go. Bye.
24-13 it is. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. He pulled a Perillo.
And I would urge everybody to...
I see what you did there.
He pulled a Perillo. What is this?
I just tweeted along a photo from San Diego tonight. We all know that there's... a lot of Patriots fans there, so you're not surprising. And Tom Caron, right, is a guy that has a local tie.
I want to go to San Diego.
Tom Caron took a photo with Hulk Hogan, And it appears Jimmy, the mouth of the South Heart, is peeking out from behind Hulk Hogan.
Photo
I have
bombing?
No idea why they are, any of them are there. I don't know any reason, but it's just a funny photo to me that I retweeted. So.
And this is in San Diego.
Yes. Tom Karen tweeted out, lots of people in Gronk jerseys here in San Diego. Oh, and at Hulk Hogan. And he took the picture.
And I officially just got eliminated.
And Hulk Hogan, in case anybody knows, I believe is a Tampa guy. He lives in the greater Tampa area.
Florida, yeah.
He's down there. Sometimes you see him at the Rays games, different things. So for him and Tom Karen to be taking a photo in the parking lot outside Qualcomm Stadium for Sunday Night Football amazes me. And don't you just get the feeling that if Hulk Hogan is in the house, somehow, some way, Rob Gronkowski is going to cross paths with Hulk Hogan? It just feels like there's something
I'll
coming.
I'll tell you what. If there's a way to break the Bieber curse, it's by rubbing elbows with Hulk Hogan.
Right. Well, I don't know. The last tight end we had that rubbed elbows with Hulk Hogan wasn't really that great a guy, and he wasn't that good. And
Matthew Mulligan.
But it wasn't his play on the field.
No, he didn't suck because of a Hulk Hogan curse.
Yeah, come on.
He sucked because of genetics.
His name was Mulligan.
Right.
Let's go to Melvin in Tennessee. What's up, Melvin?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
We're rolling towards a big game.
I mean, I feel it. Man, this is gonna be I still don't feel like the Chargers are really that good. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I just don't know if the offense is gonna be able to sit up there and score 30, to be honest. I feel like last week the big thing to this game would be like all of them like getting started real slow on the road, and you can't do that. You know, you get the crowd and stuff involved, and you fall down. And other than that, other than them being able to, you know, start the game fast and you know, take the crowd out of it, I think we'll be able to win this game easily. Maybe that's just me, but I just don't feel like the Chargers, the recent Chargers, are really all that good. The only concerns for me, like you said, I felt that way until the injury report somewhat concerns me. Dennard's really been a letdown this year. I thought he was really going to, you know, he was going to be one of those secret weapons and providing to this cornerback depth, but I don't know what's going on there. But, you know, I just still feel like this is a very, very winnable game as long as we start fast.
All right, man. We'll see you.
See ya.
I mean, I agree that, you know,
are you
going to
shut him off
huge.
Over there?
He hung up.
I agree that starting fast is huge. That was Andy's key to the game. And I think the Patriots are totally different teams depending on how they start, you know, games. If they get off to a slow start and fall behind, they're generally in for a dogfight that's going to go down to the final minutes. When they get that 2-score lead in the first quarter, it's game, set, match.
Just wanted to say, I'm not sure how much I buy into San Diego, but week two, they put 30 on Seattle. They put 30 on Jacksonville, 30 on the Jets. They put 30 on Oakland. They put 27 on St. Louis, and then they put 34 on Baltimore last week. So they've certainly shown the ability to put 30-plus points on the board against good defenses, better defenses, and not-so-good defenses.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle and Baltimore and I would even include St. Louis. I think St. Louis' defense is pretty good, too. Those three defenses are pretty good. And, you know, if you're able to win, listen, they're 8-4. I don't think the league is very good. So there aren't that many teams that have that many wins.
Right.
They're one of them.
I certainly don't think Patriots fans are treating this like it's a team that's one game behind you and you're on the road
in
their house.
I don't sense a lot of concern with this game. I don't sense really, any worry at all. I was shocked to hear the one call that we had early in the show that said that he thought this was going to be a loss. I was shocked to hear that.
Let's go to Cecil in Mississippi.
Diesel. Cecil, what's up?
Hello. Hey, all right, so this is my first time calling in, and I just started listening to the show, but I really enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
And I just wanted to give my prediction. I think we're going to win 37-11.
Ooh, a blowout.
2-11.
37-11. I like it. A blowout with a funny score.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't respect the Chargers, huh?
No, it's not that. I just I was looking at some of the statistics on the internet, and I think that they have a suspect run defense, and I feel like there were a lot of opportunities that we had in the last game that we didn't really capitalize on, and I don't see them making the same mistakes. So,
okay.
All
right.
That's not ending.
All right. We'll see if you're right. 37-11. We got you booked.
37-11. All right, go to Darius in Wisconsin. What's up, Darius?
How you doing? How you doing, guys?
What's up, bud?
Nothing much. I was just calling and give you an overall outlook of this week's game. Yeah, we got San Diego. I expect them to pretty much, you're going to see Revis on Keenan Allen. I think Brandon Browner should be guarding Antonio Gates. I think that'll be a good matchup. I think Bill's going to pretty much try to take him completely out of the game because other than Gates, Rivers really has no one to throw to. I mean, I don't like that. Keenan Allen's been a huge disappointment this year. For his second year, it seems like he just ran into a rookie wall.
He does have 72 catches, I believe.
I wonder if people are confusing San Diego with another team because I hear things like Keenan Allen's been a huge disappointment. Their run defense is the same as the Patriots. It's virtually, they're identical, 110 yards a game. I don't know. I think the Patriots are going to win this game, and I feel pretty comfortable that they're going to win the game. But I respect San Diego. I think San Diego is a pretty good team.
I do too.
And I don't feel like anybody else has any respect for San Diego other than the one guy who thinks they're going to lose. I think everybody thinks it's going to be a blowout.
And I do think it's interesting as we talk about matchups on defense. I haven't seen enough of San Diego. I don't know how their personnel groupings go. I don't know how often they have all of them on the field. You know, Malcolm Floyd. I mean, Malcolm Floyd is sort of an obvious Brandon Browner matchup. The big, gangly, big play down the field receiver. I'd be interested to see that matchup. And I certainly, Browner on Gates, I don't mind seeing something like that. You have an athletic basketball player, tight end, not what he once was. And by the way, he's fallen off the map in about the last month. He was very productive through the first 6-8 weeks, and that's really kind of slowed down of late. But I have no problem if it's Browner on Gates.
And you know what teams haven't really done? You say that the obvious matchup with Floyd on Browner, I don't think teams have tested Browner deep a lot.
No.
And I think that's what Floyd does.
Yeah.
Well, but that's because they have Belichick has help over the top of Browner, so you're not going to test him deep.
I would test him deep all day because he can't run. That's just me. If you continue to send guys out within the first 10 yards of the line of scrimmage, within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage, he's going to be physical and he's going to beat you up. You're playing right into his hands.
Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we do the Sunday six pack, but of course, many of the games already coming to a close or are already over today. Including one
much
in,
like my
one in Oakland, the Raiders with a 24-13 lead.
Oh, nice throw.
And another
boy.
Pick.
Sorry, Paul.
By Colin Kaepernick here with 2 minutes
my
and
own
36
fault.
Seconds to go.
It's my own fault for
Oakland,
not going with my initial reaction.
Oakland with an 11-point lead right now. And that one's not looking so good for Paulie Paul Perillo. Not looking good, my friend. I'm sorry.
Lock it in. It's
sorry
over.
About that. Does not look good. Unless there's some sort of miracle. When we come back, we'll pick a couple of games and continue with your thoughts on tonight's game between the Patriots and the Chargers. That's next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument of flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to join today's show? Call the guys on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social and your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart in our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The team out in San Diego for tonight's game. Chargers 8-4. They're coming off a win over the Ravens. Patriots 9-3 coming off a loss. You guys probably came across this at some point this week, but it has been a long time since the Patriots have lost back-to-back games this late in the season. Very long time. I forget exactly when it was, but someone told me this week, and I said, wow, that was a long time ago, and I've never thought about it again. This team doesn't lose back-to-back games at this time of year.
Well, they rarely lose back-to-back games at all, and then at this time of the year, yeah, you're right, it's even more rare. And San Diego, everybody likes to trumpet all the Patriots stats and 17-3 since whatever, 2006, and blah, blah, blah. Well, Philip Rivers, the same 17-3 since 2000 whatever, or 2009 maybe it is. So they're a team that also takes
December?
Care of business. Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't seen the last time they lost games back-to-back this late in the season. I'm going to guess you got to go all the way back to 02, though.
Mark doesn't know the
answer. Last time they lost back-to-back was that – they don't lose – yeah, I mean, they don't lose back-to-back very often, so –
someone told me, and I forgot already. And I was hoping you guys had remembered, because I can't remember it off the top of my head.
In 2011, they lost back-to-back games, I think, right? in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
To Cleveland and the Giants. But even that's a long time ago now.
So, if you remember that, please, webradio@patriots.com. Very prepared for the show, as you
can
tell.
Or if you have Google and just look up the schedule.
Yeah, it's a long, it's a lot of years to go through.
Oh, wait, I have a media guide right here, don't I?
Do you? Can you check on that for us?
By the way, thank you for the cake.
Effort that, will you, Andy?
You're very welcome for the cake. How was the cake?
It's not a traditional pregame tailgate, necessarily, to have birthday cake. Right,
but the cake was good.
It was good.
Good cake.
You want to give a shout out to your peeps?
Yep. My son, Will, year old today. Happy birthday, Will.
Happy birthday, Will.
He's not listening. But happy birthday, Will.
He should be. What's up with that?
He's not.
Okay.
He's not listening. He's probably...
Evidently, judging by the amount of calls we've gotten, no one
now,
else is.
Do you
getting ready for bed.
Do you only count in December?
Yeah, it was in December was the stat I was given.
But the second one, because they...
That's a good point, because that one was in...
2009, they lost at New Orleans and at Miami, November 30th and December 6th.
Oh, you know what? That wasn't it. So whoever went and looked it up,
just
December. By December.
So just December,
but that would apply. 2009 would apply, because
especially November 30th.
November 30th would be the same as this season, but it was a stat about back-to-back games in December.
And Paul's right. The other one, a true December, 12-16 and 12-22 at Tennessee and the Jets in 2002.
There you go.
But 2009
that's,
also
that's what it
counts.
Was. 02, the year after the Super Bowl. That was a down year.
It was a down year. They weren't the Patriots yet. They had a title, but they weren't the Patriots yet.
Yeah, they weren't very good that year. They couldn't stop anybody. Remember? They couldn't stop the run.
Couldn't stop a nosebleed.
Couldn't stop anybody. 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. That was no way to open Gillette Stadium that year. Really wasn't.
No, well, actually, it got off to such a promising start. They opened it up with three straight wins. And then
do you have 0-2 schedule there in front of you?
0-2. They got off
to...
Did
they have a game against Green Bay here that they just...
28-10 loss.
And they looked terrible in...
That was the blue on blue. I loved those uniforms, and they never wore them again.
I think they lost another game in all blue.
Yeah.
I think I want to say against Denver, 24-16. They lost four in a row. They won the first three, then they lost four in a row.
Should bring back those all blue uniforms.
At San Diego, at Miami, Green Bay, and Denver, they lost four in a row.
Yeah. Green Bay.
Those blue-on-blues were nice.
And they never wore blue-on-blue again.
It's also started the end of Stephen Neal's career. Wasn't that the game he dove on the fumble and hurt his shoulder originally? And it kind of kept happening. And
that is correct, Andy.
Just kept happening. Two games are happening right now. Seattle up 24-14 on Philadelphia. And the other one has...
The Battle of the Bay.
35 seconds and counting. That one's the 24-13 lead that Oakland has on San Francisco. Yowza. Yeah, I'm sorry, Paul, in all honesty, this is genuine.
I know you guys aren't busting my balls.
I'm sorry to hear that, because we were rooting for
it. It was a fun pool. It was fun.
I was done a long time ago in mine, and this is something we typically talk about early in the season before I get eliminated. I'm sorry to hear.
What a bunch of bums the Niners are. Going across the bay and losing.
That does stink.
Yeah,
can we talk about Colin Kaepernick?
It's my own fault, though, because I should have just gone with my original pick, and I allowed myself to overthink it.
I feel like Paul could get emotional about this if we talk about it right now, so we might as well. Colin Kaepernick sucks, right? Can we just say that?
Well, Beadle, I think I had a conversation with you on our,
Oh, that's right.
On the flagship on 98.5 The Sports Hub, where I explained to you that he can only be so good
because he has tattoos.
With tattoo sleeves.
Because he has tattoos.
No. Not with tattoos. Sleeves
well, I'm
of
sorry.
Tattoos.
There's a difference between sleeves
he
of tattoos
have a tattoo.
And tattoos.
I'm not like anti-tattoo. He can have a tattoo or two.
You don't think there's a difference between sleeves and just a simple tattoo?
Absolutely.
Okay,
there's obviously a
having
difference.
A tattoo versus a sleeve is a little bit different.
Or having a couple tattoos
but having, like,
versus
six
sleeves.
Or seven tattoos versus a sleeve, I don't find there to be a huge difference there. If you're into tattoos, you have a bunch. If you're not,
well, if you have six
you
or seven
none.
And they're not
you,
sleeves,
you
you're
like,
still tatted up.
And one or two things.
I mean,
but here's the thing. Here's the thing I told Paul. There is no... There's just no way you can say that the reason why he's not good as a quarterback has anything to do with his tattoos.
No.
And tattoos are not a reflection of your intelligence.
I disagree. I disagree.
Your leadership abilities.
I can't say that.
I think you could argue whatever is in his head that made him decide to get tattoo sleeves
and I'll tell you
could
why.
Be the weakness in his head that allows
that
him to not
so
be a good quarterback.
Ridiculous. And you know what it is? You know what it is? This is a generational thing. This really is. Because,
I'll tell you what it really is.
Because
you being a moron for taking me utterly seriously.
Because people,
that's what it is.
People that are in their twenties think nothing of this. Tattoos are a big thing now.
Be that as it may, you show me the quarterback that has won a Super Bowl with all those tattoos.
There is going to be a quarterback that has just as many tattoos as
him, and
will win.
And when that happens.
the correct I'll comeback to that wrong. Was it was almost him.
Thank you.
He was on the freaking goal line.
He played in a Super Bowl.
Those tattoos didn't keep him from. Did he not make the final?
And you
play?
Know what couldn't get him over the top, Andy?
The tattoos.
Glad we got Andy here.
I mean, you don't even need to say there's going to be a guy. He was in position to be the guy.
And Beetle, you can't say things that have absolutely no impact on games have impact on games. I mean, Patriots fans have been telling me for years that the Patriots win because Belichick doesn't give any information out. You know, things that have absolutely no impact on games. You know, you can imagine something matters all you want. You think obviously, the tattoos have nothing to do with it.
You think Belichick has a tattoo?
I don't know.
Fun to know, right?
I don't care.
No, it wouldn't.
Big picture of his lady friend, maybe.
Oh, okay.
On the arm, something like that.
Everybody, yeah. Every show I appear on now tries to get me in trouble with Linda Holiday stuff.
BB plus LH.
I was on TV the other night, and all the buzz was that she put photos
all
on Instagram
buzz.
Of like LH plus BB.
Yeah, in the sand. That's what I just said.
And they want to talk
LH.
To me, and I'm like, I literally, you know, the stools on
what
Comcast.
Is she 12?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, I'm going to show it to you, Paul.
But Lou Merlone.
No, actually, you don't. I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Lou Merlone goes, well, we're going to talk about that in the first segment. And look, we're on the air, and he says that. I go, well, I'm out of here then. And I start to get off the suit because I have nothing to talk about that.
It's all in good fun. It's all in good fun. Maybe, you know, maybe he's got a giant Pat Patriot, like, on his back. Wouldn't that be funny to find that out? That would be really
what
funny.
If he has a giant Giants logo on his back? That would hurt.
That would explain a lot, wouldn't it?
That would be kind of funny. Wow, Paul. Come
what?
On now.
What?
What do you mean that would explain a lot?
He had a lot of success with the
yeah,
Giants.
No,
it mean, would make
yeah,
sense.
No,
it would explain a lot.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're angling for there. Oh, they lost two Super Bowls to the Giants.
You know, if we could reel this back into a little bit of
and
reality.
And talk about the fact that the Chargers are wearing the old powder blues, baby. I oh, love
well,
those.
I was going love with a little bit more of reality of what happened today. And it is still a big game for the Patriots. You know, Andy, you and I talked a lot about this during the course of the week. Denver did win to hold
yep.
serve, so you need to win the game to keep your number one spot. But elsewhere, the Patriots got some help today. In no way will that game next week against Miami have really any interest to Miami because they lost today. They coughed up a fur ball and really kicked away a game that they had no business losing to Baltimore. And that sort of lightens the load a little bit for the division because there was a chance if the Patriots had lost today that next week's game could have been for the division lead.
Right.
Now that's no longer the case. The best Miami can do is get within a game of the division lead next week if they pulled off an upset. So that's a big difference. And then Cincinnati also lost. That was one team that had a chance to be in the thick of things for a bye. That's not going to happen.
Colts
but Indianapolis,
just barely won.
Indianapolis came back and won. You almost got a lot of help today, but Indianapolis came back and won. Old friend Brian Hoyer was not so friendly to the Patriots because he played another terrible game. Am I missing anybody? Baltimore wins over Miami. Cincinnati loses to Pittsburgh, and the Colts came back to win over Indianapolis. I think those were the games that, in addition to Denver, obviously, who won against Buffalo, that had some playoff ramifications for the Patriots. As you guys are just sort of smiling
well,
at
funny.
Each other, looking around.
I'm just waiting. I'm just listening to you do a fine job updating the AFC playoff picture.
I thought it was somewhat relevant.
It is relevant.
You know, we're in December.
I don't know what's funny.
We're in December.
Now I'm lost.
All right, now Eric Friends is telling me that Collins will wear the green dot. Darius Fleming is the top backup.
Okay.
So where did the whole Jonathan Casillas thing?
I don't know. I'm not there.
I made the mistake. I listened to Curran.
These things happen. What's the matter, Beetle?
I'm laughing. I'm waiting for Andy's reaction because
nope.
He listened to Curran.
I'm good.
And you and Curran have a little bit of a thing.
No, he has a thing. I don't really have a thing.
Yeah, you don't have a thing.
No, I don't have a thing.
He's got a thing.
I don't.
No,
I don't have anything.
It is more of a Curran thing
it's
than
a
Andy,
Curran
from what
thing.
I can
I
tell. From what I can tell.
Yeah.
From what I gather from Curran. It's more of a little bit of a thing there. What's he call you? Or you call him? Someone calls somebody
the ombudsman. He calls him the ombudsman.
Oh, yeah,
there
he calls me the ombudsman.
I knew somebody called somebody a name in there. I knew there was a name in there.
I knew someone was calling somebody a
name
in there.
Hey, let's get to the Sunday six-pack, shall we? Let's load that up.
Two-pack. Nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday Six Pack.
All right, very good. We've got
all right, very good.
2-2 all of us last week. We all picked the same games. We all went 2-2. Here's the standings.
We always all pick the same game.
A 2-2 week for me is a week that I didn't fall further below 500.
I am at 25-32 in first place. Andy's at 23-34.
On your ass.
Paul's at 19-38.
Way back.
We suck at this. So we only have two games to pick, the Sunday night game, the Monday night game this week. Let's start with the Monday night game, Atlanta at Green Bay. Green Bay by 12.5 in this game.
I am taking the points, Beetle.
You're going to take ATL yeah. plus the points, huh?
I am, and I think that Green Bay is going to look at this game a little bit of a letdown for them coming off their big win against the Patriots. They're at home. They know they're going to win the game, and I think they're going to, you know, I think they might struggle a little bit, even though I think if there was another week, I think they could put 50 on Atlanta at Lambeau. And the way I've been picking, they probably will anyway. But I'm going to take the points. Playing a hunch.
I'm taking Green Bay to cover that.
I am taking Green Bay as well.
Okay, there we go.
I saw Aaron Rodgers last week. He's good. He's going to put up a lot of points at home.
Atlanta blows.
They do.
I'm so tired of watching.
They do, and that'll Atlanta, be good because that'll be another week where those teams, you know, those NFC South leaders, Atlanta and New Orleans, will both have lost. I like that.
You know, I often look around the league and say, I'd hate to be a fan of Team X because they just have been so bad for a while, or, you know, they're mediocre, they're a 500 team. I look at Atlanta and I'd say, they have some players there. They should be better than they are, but they just never seem to put it together.
Well, the problem even when is they off, do,
I'll tell you what
Smith.
The problem
even when
is.
They are good, and you're talking about NFC Championship game a couple years ago, like, even then, it falls apart for them. They just, I don't know. I don't know if it's the coach.
Problem
I don't
is
know
the quarterback
if it's the quarterback
doesn't have enough tattoos.
Apparently, Paul's not going to take the rest of this show very seriously.
Moving on to the other game we're going to pick.
There's only room for one clown on this show, and that's me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to play your side.
Stay away.
I'm a little distraught. You know, I lost five figures.
Patriots fans are impressing a lot of people. Chargers came out, a big group of Chargers. A lot of boos rained down. And Fred Kirsch says the stands behind the at Patriots bench filled with Patriots fans right now. Crazy.
I don't know if it's that crazy. It's just
it's crazy.
A lot of them went to the game. It's great.
Patriots fans would have thought that December in San Diego made a lot of sense. You know, it's a good trip.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy!
Yeah, Fred, I'm making fun of you.
Let's go to the next game. New England at San Diego. Tonight's game, New England by 3.5 in this game. I am taking New England in this one.
I am taking New England in this one.
And I am taking New England in this one.
Yeah. I am concerned, though. I am definitely a little worried about the defense against an offense that I think is capable. We just ran down the list of teams they've scored 30 points against. Phillip Rivers is a good quarterback who's having a good year, completing 70% of his passes, basically. You now have a weakness in the center of your defense. They have Ryan Matthews back. I think the Patriots will score points, even though they screwed me last week, and they're off my little streak of they roll out of bed and they get 30. They didn't. They rolled out of bed and didn't get 30. But I'm a little concerned that they roll out of bed and get 30, and maybe Phillip Rivers keeps it close for a while by putting points on the board.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is a game that they get back to their fast-starting ways. I think last week was a little bit of a blip. They've struggled a little bit offensively coming out of the locker room the last two games. They had 2 3-and-outs, I believe, or 2 punts to open up the Detroit game
Were
they both 3-and-outs?
They have 1 extra play in their first 2 drives over the last 2 weeks. That's it.
Yeah, and the difference against Detroit was they got going, and they continued that in the second half. This week, last week, I should say, against Green Bay, they got a touchdown, and then they opened the second half with 2 more punts. So they couldn't sustain that that offensive production. So I think they get back to their fast-starting ways today, and they make San Diego chase. That's not the way San Diego wants to play, even though they won doing that last week. I don't think that's the way they're built.
So Mark and Andy just picked up a game on Paul.
I was going to say.
Well, that's
that
fine.
You should turn your
on
mic
the
on.
Mic is what I meant to say.
You amateur!
The other part was
I got to take a shot to try to make
Paul either has a chance to.
Well, then you should have taken the Chargers.
Move up a game?
Nah. I can't do that.
Yeah, you should have gone completely against us.
I mean, you got to go like your boy Colin Kaepernick did in the comeback effort. I'm just trying to make plays. I'm going to throw picks. Sorry.
Got to respect his ability to be willing to throw a pick.
You know, Colin Kaepernick hasn't thrown a fourth quarter touchdown this year.
He sucks.
Yeah, that was a good pick I made.
Too many tattoos.
Yeah, I told you to go with the Lions. I didn't. I told you.
We got a producer laughing at us. He thinks our jokes are funny. The other producer
this is the funny man laugh.
Kevin doesn't listen.
Look at that. A producer listens.
I got a
hat. I'll tell right you, there, this on-the-job interview is going well for you, Zach.
I got a fresh into my inbox on my text.
Fresh into the inbox.
Fred Kirsch wants to know, is Paul okay?
No, Paul's not okay. You guys owe me money. You all talked me out of my pick.
No. I didn't talk you out of anything. I recommended you take the 49ers, and unfortunately, it was not the correct pick for this week.
All right, very good. Moving on. James in Australia. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, you're the only the second call from Australia tonight. Kai called in earlier.
Well, someone had to beat me to it one of these days.
Do you know Kai?
No, I don't, but...
You don't know that, Kai?
My cousin or something. We're all related down here.
Oh, that seems a bit inappropriate, but go ahead.
Anyway,
Even the Aborigines?
Talk about the... I don't think I can say anything without getting blown up there, so I'll just let that go.
Good call. I was setting you up.
No, I know what to avoid from you guys. I've been listening to you long enough, Andy.
So are you overconfident tonight?
Actually, no. I'm having a hard time getting a read on this game because San Diego seems really bipolar.
Yeah, San Diego went through that tough stretch, and part of it was Rivers. When they lost three in a row... And they lost at Denver 35-21, and then they got blowed out at Miami. He threw 5 of his 10 interceptions on the season in those two games. So, not surprising. You know, that happens. You throw picks, you lose, or you're losing, you throw picks. But they were great to start the year, and they had a great comeback win last week that I am concerned might be an injection of energy and confidence.
Yeah, to me, they're good enough that I actually think it's far from a sure thing the Patriots are going to win. I'm still taking them, but San Diego can very easily cause problems. I was watching their game against Baltimore last week, and I was thinking, if the Patriots can actually convert in the red zone, unlike what Baltimore did, they should have a much better chance. I think that's settled for about 4 or 5 field goals.
Yes, and the Patriots will convert because Rob Gronkowski is due for a massive game. I'm predicting 2 touchdowns for Rob Gronkowski tonight.
Why not 3?
Because I don't think he's going to have 3, because I think LeGarrette Blount's going to have a couple touchdown runs. We're going to balance it out, baby. Air ground show.
Works for me. I actually remember Gronk in San Diego, and what was it, 2010, where Brady, it was his rookie year, Brady threw him the ball, and it just was over the defender, and Gronk caught it on his fingers without even having to jump. And that was one of those times when I was like, yep, he's going to be a star.
Yeah, I think that was around when Brady goes, ooh, I'm going to have fun throwing to this guy. He can make me look good.
And a lot of the fans are probably thinking they're going to have fun watching him, too.
And the only concern with Gronk is the Bieber curse, and Paul told me don't worry about the Bieber curse.
When did I tell you that?
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I'm making stuff up now.
Hopefully that little dirty
around the time you told me not
has
to take
no effect on the team.
I wish, you know, if Selena Gomez had showed up, that might have gotten interesting.
Yeah?
All right, got to go.
Imagination working.
See
you guys. Talk to you in post-game.
All right, James, take it easy. I don't think he knew who Selena Gomez is. She not?
Oh, I think he might have. Oh, come on. She's global. You know Bieber, you know
I have
her,
no idea.
Don't you?
Listen, I don't know what's up with pop culture in Australia, but I don't know if she's that big of a global phenomenon.
Iggy Azalea, right? Isn't she Australian?
I don't know.
No? Zach? Kevin would have known.
No, he wouldn't have. He wouldn't have been listening. He wouldn't have heard you say that.
What?
Kevin would have been tired from working the previous 28 hours.
Let's take a time
out. So it's definitely a balance. Sorry, I didn't realize you were going to break.
When we come back, when we come back, Andy, we're talking Eric Scalavino inside the press box. Stay tuned.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument of flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
The Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live on Patriots.com radio and the Patriots Facebook page.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, going right up until 8 p.m. here on the show. Got about 15 minutes to go. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We'll talk to Eric Scalavino momentarily once we get him on the line or he calls in. I don't know how exactly that works. Kevin's not here. Zach, how does that work?
J.J. Watt just held his hands up.
I'm pretty sure he calls me.
Okay.
I just pulled a Beetle. He usually calls.
Okay. Maybe he's out tailgating with all the peeps.
I doubt that.
I doubt it. He's not a man of the people like me.
I'm going to tweet him.
Why?
Tell him to call.
Why?
Because I doubt someone told him to call or what time
to
call.
He knows to call. He's not a...
You could tweet him if you want.
Good point. You should tweet him.
You could tweet him if you want, but, you know.
Fine, I won't
think it would be such a tragedy if we went without the call.
By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier when we were joking about the grass and the record on grass. It is a new grass out there. Everybody's raving about the field that has been redone. Very newly sodded, beautiful surface.
Do you really buy into this grass stuff?
No, not at all.
Okay, I don't either. I thought we talked about that.
I think it's circumstantial.
I thought you were the one who told me Troy Brown. Oh, no, that was our producer that told me that Troy Brown thinks it's an issue, a deal, a thing.
Yeah, he's the only one I've heard that actually thinks it might have some relevance.
And since he's the only one of us who's ever played an NFL game or collected a ring and played on both sides of the ball, maybe we should listen to him. It's a thing.
You know, who knows? Who knows if, but they have a very good record on grass in general. They just, the last seven games have not gone very well on grass.
Yeah, they used to have a good record in Super Bowls, too, but the last two hasn't gone so well.
Open lines if you want to jump on with some final thoughts.
So if you want to stop Andy from talking.
So when we're in Arizona previewing the game, that's what we'll say. Well, you know, they haven't really fared very well in Super Bowls lately. That'll be a big element.
Fortunately, they won't be playing.
They're 0-2 in their last two Super Bowls.
But only against Tom Coughlin.
Okay.
I can pick and choose which streaks and stats to use.
Let's get to some emails. James writes in.
This has
James
not been our
London.
Best of shows.
No,
think.
No. I would say this has been our worst pregame show all year.
And I don't
think
know
the
why.
Night games don't do
well. I'll tell you why. Number one, we've got other games that were happening and we've been keeping an eye on here in the studio because we like football.
And it's getting late in the year, so the games have more importance.
And you know what it is?
I did 4 hours of radio this morning.
I think we feel like the Patriots are going to win this game. I'm very confident in them tonight.
Yeah. I was much more confident until I knew for sure Hightower wasn't playing.
I think that sometimes makes things boring for us. That's what I've got for you, Andy.
But you can't muster up a scenario or a game plan that has the Chargers winning?
No, I can.
Oh, okay.
I can. I think they're going to keep
it. With Felger and Maj. You really think he couldn't come up with a scenario?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be a blowout for the Patriots. I think it'll still be a halfway decent game tonight. I think that the ability of Phillip Rivers to keep drives going and that third down conversion rate, which we touched on earlier, is real, especially when you take Dont'a Hightower out of the equation. Okay, so they can extend drives, they can get points, they can score. The matchups on defense, here's the question, who covers Antonio Gates in this game?
Well, we talked a little bit about that earlier. Normally, you'd be seeing some Patrick Chung involved in that, but
which
do you see some Brandon Browner? Yes. And I do want to point out, I listened to the Rodney Harrison safety blitz this morning, and he was talking about how poor Patrick Chung is in coverage, even though Bill Belichick tells us that's always been a strength of his game when I asked him about it recently. But Rodney Harrison, who knows a little something about covering, said that Patrick Chung is not very good in coverage.
Correct. So I would say Jamie Collins.
I agree with that.
We'll be covering him.
Here's the thing. How will his responsibilities in this game be tweaked or changed at all with the absence of Dont'a Hightower?
I think it's going to be significant mentally. He's the man out there, right? He has to be the man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't count on Jonathan Casillas or Akeem Ayers or any of these guys to be the man. So I think he's going to have to be the man. He may need some help. You know, Rob Ninkovich may be kind of helping out. Devin McCourty may be kind of taking on a little bit bigger of a role from the back end, which is funny because they're playing a team in Eric Weddle that actually uses the safety as the play caller, the lead guy, the back end guy. You may see some of that from the Patriots tonight in terms of communication and helping out. But there is going to be more on Jamie Collins' plate. That's pure fact, obvious. You can't deny that.
So I throw that into the mix as one of the things because as Jamie Collins is obviously much younger and quicker than Antonio Gates because Antonio Gates has definitely slowed down at this point in his career. Antonio Gates runs great routes. He and his quarterback are very much on the same page. So I think that Jamie Collins can make up for mistakes that he makes in coverage with his athleticism.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that he's not going to get beat tonight.
Nope.
If he's in coverage against Antonio Gates. Antonio Gates will beat him.
And you have
certain
to take
points tonight and could beat him in the red zone and could score touchdowns. And so, yeah, there's ways that the San Diego Chargers could win this game. Offensively, I think they can do some things. Defensively, different story. I'm not sure they can stop the Patriots offense.
Well,
and that's why ultimately I say, yeah, I'm pretty confident in this one. The Patriots will win.
They're not going to stop the Patriots offense.
No,
nobody
they're not.
Stops the Patriots offense. The question is, do they get a few stops, a couple stops that can alter the game and the way it unfolds, get a turnover maybe that alters the game? And I will say, you know, it's interesting. You look at Dwight Freeney and he has, I believe, two sacks. And then you look and he does lead the team with, I think, 17 QB hits. And we heard earlier from Mike,
A lot of hurries lately.
Maybe he's kind of getting in a groove, and we just talked about the fact that Solder struggled last week from the get-go and then really gave up that sack to end the game. I mean, if you want to talk yourself into things, there is talent on that Chargers football team. They have played good football, really good football at times this year. And Phillip Rivers is a legitimate top-level, whatever you want to call him, quarterback. He doesn't have a Super Bowl ring. He's never been to a Super Bowl, so I'm not going to be able to include him in any echelon up that way. But he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's a really good quarterback, and I think he has the toughness to play against the Patriots. I think some guys sort of get freaked out by it, and I don't think the McCoy-Rivers combination will get freaked out by it. So that's a scenario that I think you don't get that just – you know, I was watching the Baltimore-Miami game today before we came down here. First drive of the game, Miami had a third down and less than a yard, well within field goal range. I want to say around the 20 to 25-yard line. Third down and less than a yard, Lamar Miller gets stopped. What do they do? Yeah, here comes the field goal unit, come out and take a 3-0 lead. Because why? Because that's what coaching 101 says, and that's what you do. Same game. Baltimore has a fourth in less than a yard from their own 29-yard line. John Harbaugh, not afraid, goes for it. I don't even know if it was a huge play. I don't even remember. I was watching Red Zone. I don't even remember the result of that drive. Maybe Baltimore ended up punting on that drive and they didn't score on it. I think they went down and scored on that drive. But even if they didn't, to me, it speaks volumes to the two coaches, Joe Philbin and John Harbaugh. I think Joe Philbin is a guy who will get afraid and will play it sort of close to the vest because he doesn't want to make the controversial coaching decision that might end up like 4th-and-2 for Belichick and cost his team a game. Bill's not afraid to make that mistake. I don't think Mike McCoy's afraid to make it either. I think that's, you know, sometimes we saw last week Mike McCarthy wasn't afraid to play against the Patriots, and it served the Green Bay Packers well.
Webradio at Patriots.com, the email address. And Nick from Illinois writes in, hey, guys, any truth to the rumor that Dennard was benched for tampering with Revis's alarm clock earlier this year? Is that a joke?
Yes, it's a joke. You think it's real?
I don't know. I didn't know. You never know. You never know what could become a rumor. I would not be shocked if there was some ridiculous rumor like that going on.
Why don't you run that past the boys on Monday? See how Felger and Mass react to that.
I could see it. I could see it.
Or Tony. Absolutely, Mike!
Poll Center Part 2, that's what we've got here from the Patriots Facebook page.
Do it. I like answering these.
Who is the most important player to contain on the Chargers offense? Here are the options: Phillip Rivers, Antonio Gates, Ryan Matthews, and Keenan Allen. Ranking
Rivers.
Ranking first with 33% is
Phillip Rivers.
Phillip wrong, Rivers. Antonio Gates.
Yeah, well, I don't know how. See, the quarterback shouldn't be included in that poll.
Right. It's not. It should not.
Because Gates can't have a good game if Rivers doesn't.
There are two players tied for second at 24%. That would be Rivers and Keenan Allen. And coming in third is Ryan Matthews with 19%.
It's funny. I actually think Matthews is more important because I think that they need to eliminate the run, especially with Hightower out. I think get them one-dimensional. Put it all on Rivers and, you know, make him throw 50 times and then – that way, I think you get some turnovers. But if you allow Ryan Matthews to average 5 yards a carry and control the clock, that puts your offense on the sideline.
We have a picture coming in from a tailgate here, Andy.
Ooh.
The emailer writes, kind of creepy, right? He's sending in some of the sights at the tailgate.
He took it at ass level of a couple chicks in tight jeans. That's pretty funny. What a creep. I think he can go to jail for that, so just be careful.
What do you say? Kind of creepy, right?
Paul.
Yes.
Paulie in L.A.
Yes.
writes, from the tailgate party, kind of creepy though, huh?
Oh, that was Paulie?
That's Paulie.
Paulie in L.A.
Yeah, big
careful,
fan.
Careful, bud.
Good job, Paulie.
Paulie, keep him coming.
Don't want to go to jail. I don't know where you cross a line in those pictures.
John from New Jersey writes, Dominic.
You know this just crossed the line from our worst show ever to our best show ever.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Why do you think?
Red Zone ended?
No.
Oh.
Who didn't call in?
We don't have him on there yet. No sign of him yet. Well, what happened was that this was supposed to begin tonight at 6 p.m. It somehow got shifted to 6:15, and then we were ready to go at 6, and then we got delayed by a couple of minutes by Revs. So it became a 6 to 8 show again. Kevin Collins be damned. I don't know why he changed it.
I like it.
I don't know why he changed it. It was supposed to be 6 to 8.
I don't know. That's why we changed producers moving forward.
Yeah. John from New Jersey writes, Dominique Easley through 12 games has been a complete non-factor.
I agree.
I would agree with
any
that.
Any chance you see him stepping up at all down the stretch?
Sure. There's always a chance. He's a talented athlete. He's, you know, getting experience. He's missed some time. I don't know what the injury situation is with the knee. I said this previously. I find it hard criticizing him or ripping him for not having an impact when he was coming off an ACL and he's a rookie, so there's already an acclimation period or a built-in excuse, I'm a rookie, and then you have the secondary built-in excuse, it takes more than a year to come back from an ACL. So I blame the people that picked him and expected him to be an impact playmaker on a team like this.
Liam from England writes in, love the shows. It doesn't feel like game day without PPGS.
I hear you.
Emailing in with a question, do you think that with all the injuries to the defense, we might struggle to make it to the Super Bowl? Like you highlighted earlier, without Hightower and or Mayo, we have a very inexperienced linebacking core. Could this be a problem in the playoffs? Although hopefully Hightower makes a return. Thanks for everything, guys. Keep up the great work. His prediction for today, 31-24 Pats.
Yeah, I wouldn't like the chances if Hightower was out indefinitely. I'm not going to jump to that conclusion. If they had to play without, Hightower as well as Mayo, and I'm kind of operating under the assumption that Jones is coming back and Hightower is going to miss a little time, but it's not going to be season-threatening here. But, you know, I suppose that's a leap that I don't necessarily have any knowledge to make. Maybe he is banged up worse than we all know. But the fact that he was out there practicing, even if only on a limited basis, would tell me that, he'll miss a game or two and be back.
Micah in Oregon writes in, it's going to be a great game. This week feels like we are primed to put up a stinker.
Why?
I don't get that.
Wait, what?
He writes,
this week feels like we're primed to put up a stinker.
This is going to be a great game. That said, I don't think I can take the stress. Last week I was ready for a loss. This week it feels like we are primed to put up a stinker. I am, however, hopeful that our stars will shine. His prediction has come from behind win, 24-21. And here's another thing from Micah. He writes, and we will correct him, Paul. Oh, and one other thing that has annoyed me for weeks. Typically you are good at pronouncing names properly, so what's up with your inability to say Salinga's name? Last time I checked, there is no N in his name anywhere. It's not Salinga, it's Saliga.
Wow. Is this the Eric of emailers?
So give the guy the respect you give Uh-oh, Manawanui, and get his name right. Rant over. Woo, that feels better. Well, I got news for you, Micah.
Is that a real rant?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The A-hole of the Week award goes to Micah.
Yeah, Micah in Oregon is the A-hole of the Week because, Micah, it is Salinga. There is no N in there, as you say.
It's
ask the man himself how he says his name,
and he will
tell you my name is not Silver, it's Silver, and it's Salinga. Silver Salinga. That's how
it's pronounced.
And remember,
he explained the alphabet of, is it Tongan or Samoan?
I believe it's Samoan or, I don't know. You might be right.
They get offended.
So and he actually Micah, used Isaac Sopawaga. He actually used his, he said technically it should be Sopawanga, but he didn't pronounce his name that way. And again, you pronounce someone's name
the way they tell you
to pronounce their name.
Unless you're Eric Scalavino and you pronounce, Micah, and you're an a-hole.
Right. And instead of saying Amendola the way he says that he would prefer to have it spelled, you just say Amendola because you're Eric and you think you're more proper.
What an idiot. What a douche.
Yep.
Kidding me? Is he on the phone? Is that him calling in?
Could be.
Please tell me that's him.
Could be as we're signing off.
Oh, well.
I don't know. I just hear J.J. Watt keep saying, Patriots
so
pregame.
So, Micah and everybody else, it's Silver Salinga. That is how you say it.
Yeah, and that came from him. So, if there's something wrong with that.
The league has been made aware of this because of the NFL pronunciation guide. It is in there as Salinga. His college pronunciation, Salinga. He's told people about this. It's out there.
And according to him,
that's how we found out about
it. And he himself has told the media here.
But even beyond that, according to him, it's the proper way to say it in the language.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not
and
even.
I forget
a,
if he's. If
it's not
Samoan
like he says it funny.
According to him, Sopawaga is the one that isn't going by the roots of the language.
Correct.
Now that neither is wrong. Sopawaga has every right to Americanize it or do whatever he wants to do to it if he wants to. But Salinga is going traditional,
and I believe it's before the G.
Right. There's Sopawaga.
There's an end sound.
And so there's that.
Which proves, by the way, everybody likes to say that's why the English language is the hardest language in the world. Well, guess what? This Tongan one doesn't seem so easy either, if you have to add an N before a G.
Yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
Dorchester.
I'm Quincy. I'm calling that a downgrade.
All right. Wrapping things up here on the program. That means it's time to say our goodbyes.
Time to go watch a good football game.
How about before we say goodbye, how about a score?
Unless that's Eric on the phone. Is that Eric on the phone? Pick it up and see if that's Eric. We're going late already here. Tell me it's him.
How about scores before we go?
I'm going to give you a score. 37-21.
What do you got, Andy?
I'm going to stick with the 36-26 I went with earlier in the week.
36-26. It's like the 37-11 that the other guy had. I'll go 34-24.
Okay, there you go.
I just wanted on the record, as I usually do covering all my bases.
Yes.
I am mildly concerned with this game. The Hightower injury concerns me.
Yeah, except you picked him to win by 10 points, so that's enough of that.
Well, I actually made that prediction before I knew whether Hightower was going to play.
Let's go watch some football. What do you say? We've got Patriots-Chargers tonight at Sunday Night Football. When you're done watching the game, come right back here to Patriots.com.
Xbox One, baby!
It's the Xbox One Patriots postgame show. I almost forgot after you just said it to me. I'm like, Microsoft? No. Xbox One Patriots postgame show right here on Patriots.com. Myself, Paul, Andy, we'll all be back talking about this game. And we will, of course, get into it with your phone calls, your emails, all that good stuff. Come on back. We'll talk to you then. Except for Micah. We don't want to talk to you again. Get out of here, Micah.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Pats take on Philip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers on Sunday Night Football.
Patriots tight formation. Quick hitter Brady with a playmaker and an open. Aaron Dobson on the right side, headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio for the Xbox One Patriots postgame show, immediately following the game.
Two receivers left, two to the right, Brady on a deep drop, looking to throw. He pumps in the pocket. He fires down the middle. A wide open Amendola. Touchdown, Patriots!
Log on to Patriots.com all week for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Wanna split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.